Video, 3,428 flights canceled as storm disrupts travel across U.S. by Amy Furr on March 16, 2026. Thousands of flights were canceled early Monday amid a storm that is causing travel headaches in areas across the United States. The weather system is bearing down as people prepare for spring break trips. Due to the cancellations and delays, travelers are having to search for alternative flights to make it to their destinations, Fox Business reported. FlightAware calculated mid-morning that the number of cancellations of flights within, into, or out of the United States was 3,428, while the total delays of flights within, into, or out of the United States today were 5,406. The Fox article said many of the cancellations were in the New York area at LaGuardia Airport, John F. Kennedy International Airport, Boston Logan International Airport, and Newark Liberty International Airport. The region is one of the busiest aviation corridors in the world, meaning disruptions there can quickly ripple across the national air travel network, the outlet said. In a social media post early Monday, U.S. Department of Transportation, DOT, Secretary Sean Duffy alerted travelers to a major storm impacting flights and urged people to check their flight status before going to the airport. The storm has brought snow, hail, gusty winds, and tornado threats as it moved over multiple states, Today reported Monday. Wisconsin saw over 2 feet of snow, which caused traffic standstills. There was also a possible tornado in Arkansas and winds that reached over 75 miles per hour, while Texans endured a major dust storm. There were over 400 reports of severe weather, most of them wind-related, on Sunday as the line of storms moved east, the Weather Channel reported Monday. Severe weather is ongoing in parts of the South, Midwest and East through Monday with a threat of widespread damaging winds and tornadoes all possible, the outlet said. This severe outbreak is happening on the warm side of the winter storm, named Iona by the Weather Channel. It has dumped several feet of snow in the Midwest and is causing severe weather in the South. The Channel article urged people to be ready for possible power outages, have ways of receiving weather updates, and know where to seek shelter in case a severe thunderstorm or tornado warning is issued.